ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। एज रिगार्ड्स दिस क्वेश्चन ऑफ अटैचमेंट इज कंसर्न्ड, एज वी ऑल नो, इट इज द रियल बॉन्डेज इन ए सेंस। द अटैचमेंट इज द बॉन्डेज and we all have attachments with those who are our relatives, mostly the near ones, the dear ones, father, mother, son, daughter, husband, wife, whatever, generally the relations, near relations. About attachment, you should know that when there is attachment between two persons, generally there is some history behind it. There is a history between those two souls, the relationship. And there is some debt to be paid off mutually. Unless that debt is not paid off, the attachment does not come to an end. In other words, it means without serving others, attachment does not end. Without performing our part of duty to a certain person, attachment does not end simply by analysis. You may go on analyzing in the mind, oh, this world is temporary, all relations are temporary, everybody is taking birth, everybody is dying, so what? And who is the father, who is the mother, who is the son, who is the daughter, who is the husband, who is the wife? So many lives were there. Who knows who was the husband, who was the daughter, who was the wife? You may go on saying these things in your mind. The attachment will continue. It is not going to get finished by your such analysis. But the person towards whom you have the attachment, if you fulfill your duty towards that person, you serve that person, you fulfill your commitment completely, then automatically a time comes when attachment does not remain. The debt is paid off. There is no attachment then. And remember one thing more. Finishing attachment does not mean, should not mean, becoming dry towards the world. Anybody becoming dry towards the world will become dry himself or herself. This world is not for weeping or just becoming dry like sand and stones. This world is a fine place where the Leela, the play of God is going on. We have to realize our own divinity inside. So attachment should go away, but love should be there. And there is a difference between attachment and love. And in fact, real love in life is born, develops, and blossoms only when there is no attachment. Attachment goes away, then love stays. Love cannot be finished. Should not be finished. Why should it be finished? That's the point. So nothing to worry about it. And don't be in hurry also, that well, let in 2 days, let me finish first of all the attachment towards all relatives, then I will meditate. Don't try to do it. It is not going to work. Not for 2 days, you may be busy analyzing yourself even for 15 days. And after 15 days, oh, now I have finished, through my power of thought I have finished all the attachment inside. Now it will be fine, now bliss will come. And soon after that, in 5 minutes, at once the memory comes, oh, what about my mother there? What is this? It will come. Things don't end like that. Don't do like that. Another thing, it's also a method that instead of feeling the worldly relationship, saints say one should try to see God in everybody. As a principle, theoretically, it is right, because God alone exists in everybody, everywhere. But this does not happen so quickly also. To see God in everybody, in fact, is the last stage. Vasudeva sarvam miti. All this is God. This stage has to come, must come, but it takes time. Therefore, in the situation in which you are feeling attachment, try to perform your duty as best as you can. And do not care what is going to happen then. Leave everything to God. You are here. Some memory may come about your father or mother or child, son or daughter. How they are, how is she, I am here. There is nothing unnatural in it. It does come. The memory is there. But then, you should evolve in wisdom. That means, you should know that things are in nobody's hands. They happen as they happen. And they will happen even when you are there by their side. What will you do? The important thing is that when the situation was favorable for you to perform your duty, when you had the opportunity, when you were there near somebody and somebody needed your service, were you at that time willing to serve? If you were willing at that time and you tried your best, then it's all right. And it is not the right thing that you have come to India and the mind is there in Prague or in Berlin or in London. Mind should be there where the body is. The body is here, let the mind be here. In the work, in the thing for which you have come. This is the training. And it is a great disease. Many people have this. Many people, when they go to office, they think about the home. They go to office and they think, what is happening there in my home? Oh, there's life. And when they are home, oh, I have not done that work in the office. Like this, the mind is not in the present. This is a sort of deficiency. Drawback. It is to be corrected. So, God is taking care of everybody everywhere. When you were there with your relatives, it was fine. When you are here, now you do your work and God is taking care of them there. Have faith in God. God is everywhere. And what can you do even there? What can you do? It is only mental thing. The only thing is that whatever is in our capacity and for whatever we have the opportunity, at that time we should be ready to perform our part. If the situation is different, if we are away from some people, or we are not in a situation to help somebody, then things should be left to God. That's the only way to have peace. Don't worry. And many times there are dreams and many times there are thoughts. Oh, something is happening like that. This is the trick of the mind. Mind plays the trick. Everything is fine there and here also. In the situation in which you are feeling attachment, try to perform your duty as best as you can. And do not care what is going to happen then. Leave everything to God.